interview with Daniel Smith, part two. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and I bring you the second of three interviews with my new friend, Daniel Smith. If you don't know about that, then go back and listen to the previous Sunday sample, and you'll get the background. Today, we've got the second part of this interview with Daniel, where he talks about the particular strengths of the San Diego worship team. I hope you enjoy what you're about to see or hear.
And give us a flavour for us in the UK and Ireland especially, a flavour of what is worship like in San Diego? What are your, in the church today, what are your strengths? You know, what has God given you that you feel is, if not unique to San Diego, at least something that is characteristic and strong?
Let's see, what's characteristic of San Diego? Maybe I could start just a little bit. I think what God's given me personally is, I think it was those years of choir directing that has given me really a strength or a gift in directing and leading the worship. More so than song leading, like leading a song, it's leading the worship and trying to get people. Something I learned from Brian Craig, he says, we're just trying to point people to God and then kind of step out of the way. I think that's something that God has helped me in leading or directing worship. And then with a little background with Pentecostal singing and things, we got a little bit of that. I think I'd say a strength of our church, we still need to grow in this area, but we definitely, I think we really do sing with all of our heart. I really do. And you're seeing more and more pockets in our church that aren't afraid to lift their hands, that aren't afraid to cry, that aren't afraid to close their eyes. So I think that's something that stands out is our church really likes to sing with all their heart. I wouldn't say all of us have nailed down the parts yet, but when we do cut out the music or things like that, you'll hear the church giving their all. And I know that's something that sometimes stands out to people. We also sometimes do a choir, and we'll do some I don't want to say like gospel sounding, southern sounding. I say, because I come from it, like a predominantly African-American church kind of gospel sound. We do that for certain songs. But we have a good mix of a cappella and contemporary, and we'll weave them in and out throughout a service. So right now we lean a little more towards contemporary songs, but we've been actually going back a little bit and throwing in the hymnals and even kind of updating it. And we were inspired by that, by Brian Craig. And so we'll take songs like When I Survey the Wonderful Cross, Wondrous Cross, now it's Wonderful Cross, and not modernizing it, but just throwing, adding music and making it, I guess you could say, a little bit more modernizing, but still keeps that same feel.
Well, we shouldn't lose the old songs.
No.
That have got such incredible poetry, and they're so biblicist.
Yes.
Yeah. Something strong about that.
Yeah. The meaning and the words, the meaning behind the words to the songs is really powerful in the hymnals. And I think too that a lot of them aren't, I love contemporary songs. I do. I think they connect so well emotionally and heartfelt, which the hymnals do as well. And I think what's powerful about the hymnals is they're not extremely repetitive too. You get a lot of, the chorus is, you know, a chorus is a chorus, but the words are very powerful. You get 3 or 4 verses that all say something different, but all point you to God.
That's super. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Leave us a review, click the like button and the subscribe button, and let's keep learning about the best ways to help not only ourselves, but those we lead to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Until the next time. Take care and God bless.